After several threatening military exercises from China, Taiwan launched its own military exercises Wednesday. The move was an attempt by the self-governing island to show its ability to resist Chinese pressure. The Wednesday exercises were off the eastern area of Hualien. They follow days of Chinese military firings and advances into Taiwan's sea and airspace by ships and planes from the People's Liberation Army. That is the military arm of China's ruling Communist Party. Taiwan's Defense Ministry spokesperson, Sun Li Fong, condemned Chinese military activities as hurting peace in the area. Sun added that Communist China's military operations just provide us with the opportunity for combat readiness training. Taiwan's Foreign Ministry spokesperson, Joanne Wu, said China was using recent visits by U.S. Congress members, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as a justification for its military threats. She said China is trying to scare Taiwan into accepting what it calls terms for peaceful reunification. But it interferes with shipping and commercial activities in the Indo-Pacific region. China sees the island as part of its territory to be taken over by force if necessary. It considers visits to Taiwan by foreign officials as recognizing its independence. Alongside its military threats, China imposed visa bans and other sanctions Tuesday on Taiwanese politicians. China has no legal power over Taiwan, and it is unclear what effect the sanctions would have. China has refused all contact with Taiwan's government since shortly after the 2016 election of President Tsai Ing-wen of the pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP. Tsai was re-elected in 2020. The DPP also controls the legislature. A large majority of Taiwanese favor keeping Taiwan's current structure of self-governance with strong economic and social connections with China. China accuses the U.S. of supporting the island's independence through the sale of weapons and meetings with U.S. politicians and the island's government. The U.S. says it does not support independence and has no formal diplomatic ties with the island, but it is legally required to help defend Taiwan against threats from China. Aside from warning its military, Taiwan has largely played down the threat from the Chinese exercises. Life has continued as normal among its population of 23 million. Taiwan has lived with China's vocal and military threats for more than 70 years. I'm Dan Novak.